When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's on pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And at the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Countess Luann de Lesseps, not Duchess, but Countess Luann de Lesseps, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of you that were here last time, you know we had this whole explanation that you could have been, should have been a Duchess, but you are a Countess. I'm very excited for a very Countess Christmas. Mm-hmm. It is at the El Rey Theater tonight, Friday night, which is tomorrow, and Saturday night. Now, let me just tell you how much I love you. I went to the last cabaret event, and I know, and by the way, there are a few people that said, well, is this the same event?
No.
I know you need to make that very clear.
It's an all new show. This is for the holidays. So
no one has seen this.
No one has seen this. That's why I'm here on the West Coast, because I've done Chicago and Atlanta and Tampa, and now I'm in LA, but it's a holiday show. It's totally different. Whenever I do a show in a particular part of the country, I never do the same show twice.
Okay, right. Because Megan's boyfriend, Ben, who I invited, is like, I already saw it. I saw it last time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say anything because I didn't realize until today it's a completely different show.
Right.
However, I'm still bringing 16 people.
You are not. Oh my God, amazing.
I bring 16 people tomorrow.
I know, and Amy Phillips is coming. Is there anybody else I should know so I can shout them out?
Well, yes, do we have our list?
Shane, you have the list?
I'm having a pre-party, so I'm having a, seriously, I'm having a pre-party at my house at 5.
Oh, I love it.
And then at 7 o'clock, we jump on our Ubers to get to the El Rey Theater tomorrow.
I think you need a bus. For your, not an Uber.
I thought we were just talking about that.
I would get a party bus.
We talked about a party bus.
Yeah, you should do that. Yes, get a party bus. That's
all right, so what chumps are going? Chumps are my friends.
Jeff, Stu, Shane, Brogan, Kian, Monica, Megan, Doug, MJ, Shannon Bedore, Heather McDonald, Amy Phillips, Ronnie Tits, Jameson, Jen, Hot Joe,
nice
and his
tits.
Friend
we call
Rock.
It Ronnie Tits.
So you have this list, Sam? Yeah, we need a list because I want to shout out to all my friends who come to support me. You know, it's wonderful. Kyle's coming as well.
Oh, Kyle will be there?
Kyle's coming.
Okay, great.
Let's get it in the prompter.
Coming with Faye.
Oh, Faye Resnick.
Faye Resnick.
Yes, love Faye. Okay.
Faye's coming. So, yeah, it's going to be quite the turnout. I don't think I have many tickets at all.
I don't
left
think
for
you
Friday
do.
Friday or Saturday, but tonight I think there's some tickets. So, so you got to get them quick because it's going to be a very Countess Christmas, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Is Lala Kent coming tonight?
Lala Kent's coming. I don't know when she's coming.
No, because I invited her to my house tomorrow.
Oh.
But I think she said she was
she's
going
coming tonight.
Thursday.
Yeah.
And then
some celebs are coming tonight. So
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Are you doing with guests? Like
no.
So it's just you.
It's just me. I used to have
just
guests
you.
In my show. What do I want for Christmas? Just you. So I used to have guests, and it got very costly to travel with people. You know, I was traveling with comedians and with Broadway singers. I would have, you know, various talent come into the show. And then my new director, who directs Kristen Chenoweth and Barbara Streisand, said, you don't need them because the minute you leave the stage, people are not paying attention anymore. You know what I mean? They go to the bathroom, they go and get a drink when I'm gone. So they're like, you know, why aren't you, you know, you don't need all of that. And so so I've been doing, you know, this new iteration of the show the last couple of years, and it's working.
It's
really well.
You've taken this little show and you've really turned it into something. It has legs.
It does, because guess what? I work really hard at it. You know, I have a great team of people. I have the director of Barbra Streisand. I have, you know, Billy Stritch and Brian Nash, who are my musical directors. And And a great team that work with me, and musicians, and they're all, you know, Broadway and, you know, amazing musicians. And so it's a real show. People come in expecting some sort of jalopy and they drive out a Rolls Royce. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I say.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I've said.
And Brantley said
because
best.
It's a great show. And you know, obviously, because, you know, otherwise I would not be selling out all these incredible venues across the country. You know, I just did Canada for the first time this year. Looking at dates in Australia and in London. Yeah, so taking it internationally.
Have you been inside the El Rey yet?
I have. I did a show there in the spring.
Yes.
So.
It's a beautiful
You didn't go to that?
No, I've
event.
Never seen.
Oh, you know, I didn't invite you.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
I wasn't on that list.
You're going
None
this time.
None taken. No,
you're
going of this course. Time. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll have a good time.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So because I'm looking at here at your show schedule. So you've got obviously December shows, then you have a few in January, but then you have some in February. Mm-hmm. You're not doing the Christmas show in February.
No. That will be a new show.
A whole new cabaret.
Whole new song list and, you know, I keep certain parts of it, you know, and I move things around.
It'll be Luann saying, "What do I want for Easter?"
Just you. I love that.
But how often are you reinventing?
You should take over for Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, sure.
Ouch.
No, just say thank you.
No, but that was a compliment.
Thank you.
He's a great writer.
Was it?
Very handsome.
Yes, it was. Well, and you know, I heard Amy is doing her cabaret.
Raimi, I just saw it in New York.
You did?
It was great.
I can't wait. I told her she has to come into my show in New York and do a song because does parody housewives stuff. I think it'd be so fun.
I have to tell you, I mean, it would probably be too long to compliment both, like to have two shows in one night. It's a very, very different show than what you do.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But you both put on great, great shows. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how often are you reinventing this show then?
Well, you know, I have this Christmas show. I just did a show back here in last spring. And so for this spring, this is kind of a Valentine's love fest, you know. So it will be all kind of like I do Cold Heart, which I think is perfect for that new show.
Mm-hmm. When is that new show?
It will be so
coming out.
January 27th and 28th. I'm in Boston and Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut, and then I'm in New York. February, I think it's 15th.
Where do people go to 16, buy tickets?
You can see all of my dates and my tickets on countessluann.com.
Got it. And do they range? You bought them, Shane. Do they range in prices?
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. like. VIP. I mean, I'm sure it depends on where you're situated, like mm-hmm. geographically, but it started at like 75, then went up if you went closer or went to VIP or like whatever.
Oh, so you can buy VIP.
Do meet and greets and all of that, yes.
I say go for the meet and greet.
Yeah.
Get the meat.
I think it's...
A limit to how many VIP tickets there are?
I suppose, yeah. I do, you know, a meet and greet after the show. So I think, you know, it depends on the venue, like how many those are, depending on the size of the venue.
Luann, how are you when people recognize you? When people go into restaurants or airport, or are you always friendly and you take pictures? Or
I do because I, you know, I love my fans. Listen, I wouldn't have a show. I wouldn't, you know, without the fans. I mean, what do we have, right?
Great.
Without your listeners, so I love people. I'm a people person. You know, even last night, you know, I was sitting there having dinner with a friend and. You know, they make no qualms about like coming up to me like while I'm eating, like I could be on a date and they're like, can we get a picture? They just don't care.
But you're used to that.
Yeah. And I say,
and
you know what,
gig.
You know, stick around a little bit, you know, when I'm finished, I'd love to take
after
a picture with
chewing.
You. After I'm done chewing, that would be good. So yeah, no, I take pictures of my fans and, you know, and I love that part of it. You know, sometimes it can be annoying, especially if you are, you know, chewing.
Right. It's true.
But
or if you have lipstick on your teeth.
Exactly.
not that I know about.
I've been doing it for so long now. It's been 14 years since The Housewives. And let me tell you, after the first couple seasons, the show just blew up.
Yes.
I mean, we'd walk around New York and be like, Countess! And they, you know, they started to recognize where I lived in the townhouse.
Yes.
Sonia, for sure, they recognized her townhouse, you know. So
did
it got
she ever
a little
sell that
scary
thing?
In the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Did she ever sell that thing?
No. So she still wants to sell it. Okay, so everyone, Sonia Morgan's townhouse is on the market. Just putting it out there.
Has she had
offers? We need to unload that baby.
She took it off the market.
Has she had offers?
I think that she has, and I think she might have passed on some.
So she hasn't been realistic. She hasn't been a realistic seller.
Uh-huh. So I hope that...
So she's the holdup. It's not the property itself.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to blame Sonia Rita, you know.
Right. Okay.
No, we can't blame her for anything. We just love her.
She's just been trying to sell it for like the entire 14 seasons.
It's true. That's her story.
I think it's a love, kind of love.
She's emotionally attached.
She's emotionally attached. And it was about the daughter growing up and going to college, and now... You know, she's off at college, so, you know, I hope she's going to unload that thing.
The Morgan letters, like
the
all
Morgan
that
letters,
stuff.
They're buried in the basement, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then she's done quite a bit of updating, or no?
With the
townhouse?
With the townhouse? I think so.
Mm. Do you like it? Is it a place you'd want to live?
I think it's, you know, that friends of mine who live in Abu Dhabi, who are friends of mine from Madrid, they moved to Abu Dhabi, like Victoria, my daughter's godmother's daughter, okay, rented it.
She was doing short-term rentals.
Yeah, she was renting it, and so they loved it. They loved it. I think, you know, it's very comfortable, that house. It has a beautiful garden, right?
It's a
great location.
Garage.
You got parking next door.
It's that paid parking lot right next door.
You should get a referral fee.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Well, that's not happening. Oh, no. Sonny's going to hang on to that. Sorry that. She might kill me.
And then your property. So you have the Hamptons house.
I have my Hamptons home, and I have an apartment in New York, and that's it.
That's
you
it.
You know,
that's
I like
enough.
To be free. I had the house upstate. I sold it during the pandemic.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, near Kingston.
Kingston. Mm-hmm. Roundhouse.
I love that house. I know. But I just never really went.
You weren't using it enough to justify the expense.
No, but it was beautiful.
And then are you on the Upper East Side? Are you on...
I'm on the Upper East Side.
Nice. And then are you close to Jill and Ramona?
Yeah. Basically blocks away.
Yeah. I was at Jill's last Sunday.
Oh, you were?
That view.
I know, right?
Is
isn't that
unbelievable?
Isn't that great? It's a great
But I mean,
building.
I was baking. I mean, it was like a greenhouse in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really? Because you have all those huge windows.
Yes.
Doesn't she have any shades?
She did. She told me I spent $10,000 on shades, but it doesn't matter.
$10,000. $10,000.
And she probably got a discount.
Yes.
Jill Zarin.
They are so fun, though. She and Gary.
Yeah.
It's a very small, that neighborhood, the Upper East Side, you run into people
all the time.
It feels like a little enclave.
I like the neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I grew up.
And then Ramona's in the building.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ramona's in that building, but she faces the park, so she doesn't have that sun exposure.
Mm. Afternoon, though. That's beautiful afternoon.
I think they have the same exposure, darling. I don't know.
Oh, I thought, no, because Jill.
Ramona has a sick view as well.
Really?
Yeah.
If she's facing west, if she's on the park, then she's facing west. She gets all that beautiful afternoon light. Mm-hmm.
And you're also very close to Bethany.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me about that. What do you think about the
physically or emotionally? what are you saying?
The rewives.
Well, neither. Physically, I'm a little let's say taller.
When would you say you had? So you two, you're estranged. When would you say you had a falling out? How long ago was that? I didn't even know.
I know most people don't really know, but there's just been so many things that have gone on that I just, first of all, she blocked me on social media first.
Oh, like Kyle? Oh, no, she didn't block Kyle. She just stopped following
her. She unfollowed.
She followed her.
What happened with Kyle?
I don't know. She stopped following Kyle. I don't know. But now she's following her again.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Bethany said she doesn't follow her friends. She has like a random
What friends? But anyway,
thing.
That's a whole other thing. Okay.
Anyway. I'm good with her now, so I don't want to.
Well, thank God you apologized.
Well, I did upset her.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, you apologized. Yeah. She apologized. She called you classy.
Yes.
Listen,
and no one's
I
ever
have
called
no,
you that before.
There's no hard feelings. I don't hold grudges. I'm not that girl. Let her go and do her thing. Just don't talk about me. Right. But if you're going to move on and not even whisper the word housewife because you've so moved on year after year and say we're boring and say all kinds of things about the housewives, even Andy said it. You know, you trash the housewives and now you're doing a podcast. Let's call it out what it is. It's like, really?
But here's the thing.
I don't care what she does. Go ahead, do it. But, you know, I don't want to hear anything, you know, negative and, you know, but, you know, does she have to rely on the housewives now for her podcast? She had a podcast. Maybe it wasn't doing well. So now she got to, you know, go into housewives.
Or
the
first one is doing well, and now she wants to now launch a second one because it's lucrative. These podcasts, you know, they can be very lucrative. However, what I've noticed, and I'm not trying to stir anything up, you know, I've watched every season of New York Housewives.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be responsible for the things that come out of your mouth.
She's
right?
been very mean.
She's
to me.
Been very mean. She's said some very, very insulting, defamatory things.
Life is not a cabaret. Well, it is, darling. It is. It certainly is for me. Maybe not for you, but, you know, okay. And I'll reiterate on that more because it's about life.
I've said things in anger, or if I was hurt or angry and I've lashed out, and I've said things that are so over the line. That I understand if someone doesn't want to be my friend again. Mm-hmm. And I have to learn from that.
Right.
I've lost a lot of friendships.
Sure.
I have alienated family members and mm-hmm. businesses, all of it.
Right.
So you just have to learn to be responsible for the things that you say. Mm-hmm. I'm friends with Lisa Barlow. Mm-hmm. However, you know, the things that she said, she was upset and hurt and angry, and the things she said about Meredith, I would understand. Mm-hmm. And I'm friends with Lisa Barlow.
Right.
I would understand if Meredith never wanted to speak to her again. I get it. You've got to be responsible for the things that you say.
Right.
So Bethany has also, you know, in anger, hurt, whatever, she has gone for the jugular.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for the things that she has said to you and about you, I would get if you didn't want to be around her again. I get that.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, it's like walking on eggshells. You just never know what you're going to get. And for me, you know, I prefer not to walk on eggshells.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you could be civil, right?
When you totally. I have, you know, like I said, I don't hold grudges.
I mean, you don't have to talk to someone.
Wow,
you know,
you can say hello.
But you don't have to walk up and like throw a drink on your face. Right. But that's civility. Like that, just being able to coexist and not engage or fight.
I personally don't like Dave Quinn from People. Oh. I don't like him. He has said derogatory things about me.
Mm-hmm.
He just is not on my radar. So I saw him at Cabaret Me.
Right.
I just walked right by him. I didn't look at him. I didn't say hi.
Right.
That's fine. I don't have to talk to you.
You don't.
I'm not going out of my way to bash him.
No.
I certainly could. I could drag him every day if I wanted, but I don't.
Right.
I just don't. He's just not on my radar.
Right. Well, I happen to like Dave Quinn, but, you know, that's
I still like Dave Quinn too.
That's my relationship, and you have your relationship.
Yes, and I respect that, and you respect.
And Jeff is actually unfortunately Jeff has to talk about this, but Jeff has always said like he's fine if there's somebody that he doesn't get along with and you get along with them, like, you know,
I'm not threatened by that.
Right. Exactly.
Even if you were best friends with him, I could say, I've had a bad experience.
That's right.
He has said derogatory things about me.
There you go.
I choose to not have him in my life at all.
There you go.
And I don't even have to be civil to him.
I'm hurt.
I'm not nasty.
Right.
I just don't talk to him.
You just don't
look at him,
him.
I don't talk to him.
Right. Well,
persona non grata.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great.
Anyway. So yesterday I went to we were talking about your children. They are now, I cannot believe they are 26 and 28.
Me neither.
Your kids?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We went to the winter concert at Monroe School. She's in kindergarten.
Sweet.
It was the cutest thing. I've never done anything like this.
No.
Right?
Did you make the whole thing? Did you get there in time?
Thank God. So we planned ahead because, you know, we have radio till 10, but the concert started at 10:30. So I had a car like waiting right out front.
Yeah.
We jumped in the car.
Yeah.
We walked in at 10:29. I just made it. And the way where the entrance was, it would have been bad had I walked in late because I would have had to walk through around
the
kids
to get
to the seating. So thank God we made it.
Yeah.
It's the cutest thing. So all the kids are dressed up and, you know, half of them aren't singing. Half of them are completely distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them are supposed to play instruments. Some of them aren't even playing. They're just
sitting there.
And I was watching my daughter.
She only
knew half the words. Did you notice she like sang half a song and then she didn't know the words?
She out for a little bit. They didn't really give her the instruments. She did not get a jingle bell. She was just there to like stand and look cute.
And she did.
You know, you didn't want to put that kind of stress on children. You know what I mean? Like, if you mess it up, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, she looked so
some
pretty.
Of the words, I'm sure
she was so
adorable.
Cute the way she stood and she was poised. And it's not completely her fault, Luann.
Yeah.
Because
she's the one in red in the middle.
Oh, so sweet.
I took her. Do you like the little faux? The faux fur collar.
I love it.
It's adorable. It's a little red dress.
It's faux.
Jenny, what are those white satin suits the boys are in?
It was a fashion show. Kids were like,
looks like
full
they could,
suits.
Oh my God, I should call them up and have them come onto the stage for Very Countess Christmas. Amazing.
Give them some choir.
And back to you.
What do I want for Christmas? Just you. No, but it's
here
so
comes
cute.
The children's choir.
Here comes the children's choir. choir. Yes.
With little bells.
Amazing.
Carol.
No, Luann, you can't do that. Then it'll be more expensive again.
No, stop it. They're local.
They're
talent. Local talent.
Well, they're SAG. So she didn't know the words to most of the songs, but that's not her fault because I took her out of school last week, took her to New York for the week, and she missed all the rehearsals.
And they were hard songs. It's not Jingle Bells.
Yes, you're right.
It was like random songs I never heard.
Oh,
like,
I hate when they do that.
Trying to be too creative.
Really?
I was like, bring back the classics. Yes. Where's Rudolph? Like,
yes,
you know,
exactly. Everybody loves Rudolph.
So then the principal, you know, came on like towards the end, and she was talking about like the kids' homework assignment over the break and how they're gonna use their. What did it use?
The theme,
faces to spread joy. What was she talking about?
The theme of like the concert was like use your light to like spread joy.
That's where she lost me.
That's like that's very Quaker of them.
Very Quakes.
Use your light to spread joy. And
I think that's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Do you?
So yes, that's what I do in my show.
Oh, here we go. Back to the camera.
Well, what the hell do you think I'm doing here? I mean, if you don't want to talk about cabaret, then you got the wrong girl, baby.
If Luann didn't have a show this week, she would not be here. This is it.
Well, what do you think? Of course I do that. Spread light, joy.
That's what I do. With Christmas.
That's your
Who does exactly?
It's
That's
Christmas.
What I do.
And there's
Come
a
on,
lot of
Christmas.
People that you are going to spread your light
I'm
and joy.
I'm spreading my light and joy. That's what it's all about.
That's what
shows are all about.
Right.
I mean,
it's
people go to get the light and the joy from whoever's on that stage, you know?
But remember what she said, use your face
so
to
she
spread
said,
joy.
She said, your homework assignment, children, is to use your faces and use that to spread joy. Use your light to spread joy throughout the Christmas
I
season.
I love this teacher.
I mean, I understand, like, us in this room.
Because we're hot.
Right. Yeah. But what if you're not, what if you're not hot?
Listen, we all have an aura. Okay, we have an aura force field that's this big as this table. Okay,
but she didn't say
so.
Use
when
aura
you,
force
I'm
field.
Waiting for you to bring it back to cabaret.
In the cabaret,
when
the
you walk into the
field.
Room,
when you're on the stage.
No, seriously, when someone walks into the room
at a cabaret, for example,
someone walks into the L Ray tonight at 8:30.
You feel their energy.
Yes,
I'm sorry. When somebody walks in and they're smiling, and they're happy. You know, you feel that right away. Somebody's not happy, they're miserable. You feel that.
You can tell when there's
so you're
curmudgeon.
Feeling Alyssa right now.
I'm joyful today.
When there She's are joyful. Curmudgeons in the house, you can tell.
She's not they're always like joyful. Wait till she takes calls.
Yeah, you know, there, when somebody walks into the room, it really affects
you
know,
when
you
walk
you
into the Foxwoods Casino on January 28th at 8 p.m., you'll feel the
below.
Aura.
Yes, and at the Paramount on December 23rd in Huntington, Long Island.
And then, Doug, where do we go to buy tickets?
Show.
You go to countessluann.com. Are you going to Huntington?
I'm doing a show in Huntington. Oh. My last Christmas show will be in Huntington, Long Island.
On Long Island.
And Long Island, Jill Zirin will be there. So.
She will?
Those are her people. Those are like
those
the Butens of Boca used to live in Dix Hills, which is right near Huntington.
Right.
Shout out Dix.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, D-I-X. So I know all of you want to hear more about the cabaret. We're going to take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
We are back with Countess Loanne de Lesseps, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. All right, so I did want to ask you, for the holidays, where will you be spending the holidays? Will you be seeing the kids? Are they with their dad?
Well, I'll actually be with the kids for Christmas and in the Hamptons. Okay. So looking forward to that because I've been, you know, traveling and touring. So so I'll be with my kids. And then they'll go and see their father in February into Switzerland.
I see. Is that where he is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where he lives.
Yeah, Switzerland, Asia. He's a globetrotter.
So what's nice, I guess, when the kids are 26, 28, they make their own decisions. So they decide who they're going and when they're going and
exactly.
all of that.
Exactly.
I have a custody schedule to abide by, which it's actually kind of sucks. I'm bummed because there's I was looking at the schedule, and in even years, Gage has her on the holidays. So he would have her. Was it Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve.
And New Year's Eve, and Christmas morning. And so it's a real screwed
up. Why did you agree to that one?
I don't know. Oh. And so then I have her in the odd years. Mm-hmm. So I got confused. I thought I had her Thanksgiving. I don't. I thought I had at least had her Christmas Eve. Yeah. I don't. So
and Christmas Day you don't?
Not till
but
noon.
But New Year's Day is 2023, an odd. So you can have her New Year's Day.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's. Sucks.
Right.
Did you? You didn't.
I never had that because you know the count doesn't live in the country, so
right.
That makes things a lot easier.
Yeah,
I must say. And I always let my it used to be that the kids would go for the holidays, and that was okay with me because he really never got to see them that much. So you know, it was whenever you want to see them, it works for me because. I didn't, you know, want to keep him from seeing the kids. So,
right.
And it had to be during their breaks so they could go to Europe, you know.
You won't see Monroe. Do you, like, you literally won't see her?
It's terrible. I was looking at the schedule and.
It's not just the days. It's like there's a week.
It's next Thursday. I drop her off at noon and I don't see her again until Sunday at noon.
And that's an abnormally long stretch.
Yeah,
I normally don't
go 3 nights without seeing her.
And it's holidays.
And it's the holidays.
Right.
But you can, can you FaceTime or talk or that kind of stuff?
No, probably.
I'll try.
Right.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if I could do that. Yeah.
Do you have a good relationship with your ex?
No. It's strained.
Strained.
It's like a cabaret.
It's like a cabaret.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit strange, Joanne. Now, I was reading that Drew Barrymore this year, she's got an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. She has decided she is not doing gifts because she prefers the experiences. So she would rather have she wants experiences instead of gifts. So I mean, I want the experience of getting gifts. Personally.
Me too.
Are you being honest? I don't feel like you receive gifts well. I think an experience for you is better than a gift. You always say, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. I don't know. Do you really like
a gift? He also does not like obligations. So if you said, hey, I got us tickets to a show, he'd be like, I don't want to go to a show.
Right.
You know what else is wrong with Jeff?
Let me tell
you.
Yeah.
Because
the point is that life is a cabaret and you never know what's coming around the corner.
Thank you.
Right? So if you get roped in, you know, to get, you know, let's say an experience,
yes.
Then you feel like obliged that you have to go, right? So that's a whole different experience.
Okay, so let me clarify. If someone were to buy me tickets to Luann's cabaret,
countessluann.com,
that I'd be very, very open to receiving. Yes. Okay. But I know what you mean. I do like giving gifts versus so much receiving gifts.
I'm the same way. I love giving gifts. It's really it makes me so happy. But I get uncomfortable when people give me a gift. And I always think that's something about me.
I don't mind getting food. I don't mind getting wine. I don't mind getting restaurant cards. Because then it is kind of an experience. You know what I mean? Where you can open a bottle of wine with friends or whatever. Or not, or just on my own.
You can do it when you want.
Right. Right. But I just think, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of selfish. To an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, like depriving them of of gifts. I feel like she had a bad childhood and she's trying to rewrite
it. She did famously have a test.
Oh, I don't know. I don't read.
She had childhood trauma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Spirit says she had a bad childhood. I didn't get enough cabaret in her life.
Here's the thing, there you go. It's also not like she deprives her children and keeps them. I didn't even know she had kids.
Can you do both? Can you have gifts and an experience?
Yeah, you can. And I have a feeling she gives them gifts throughout the year.
Right.
So an experience, though, like, you know, my parents took us to Disney World. Like, that's an experience. Mm-hmm. Or sign them up for a make your own macrame class. That's an experience. And that's
really fun.
That sounds terrible.
I know.
I don't know what that is.
I made a planter. My mom.
Oh, you did? We went to ceramics.
Well, same thing. It was like a big thing, ceramics.
And
what will you be getting the kids? What do they want? I know, I'm not going to say what you're buying.
Well, I already have given, like, Victoria, she wanted these boots, so I got her a pair of boots, early Christmas present. You know, she loves scarves, so I got her, like, a really beautiful, like, cashmere scarf, because she loves scarves.
Something to open. So the scarf she'll open.
Yeah, okay. The scarf she'll open. I'm still working on, you know, another gift for her, because, you know, she goes to Switzerland, and every, you know, it's very sophisticated where she goes. Mm.
You need a chic scarf.
I want her to have some the right things to wear when she goes to a party and things. So I'm going to, you know, probably go hit up Giovanni again.
I was going to ask you, you have all these beautiful, beautiful costumes in your cabaret. And is it all Giovanni or is it other designers as well?
Actually, it's all Giovanni.
Really?
It is.
No Fovani.
I mean, although in my last show, I wore the top hat and that, remember that black suit that I wore? So that was from Comme des Garçons. Mm-hmm. So that was a vintage piece that I got from New York Vintage in New York. And some of the jewelry and things, I get like vintage pieces from New York Vintage. But for the most part, I wear Giovanni. I mean, if I need something really specific, then, you know, I'll go to a vintage, fabulous vintage store where you can only buy things like that, you know, Liza would wear.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Liza. Now, Giovanni is expensive, I gather.
Giovanni is not that expensive.
Really?
No, it's affordable.
So it's
they
obtainable.
They do a lot of prom and wedding. And
is it like Gap? I mean, when you say
affordable. No, Doug.
Well, I mean, affordable means different things to different people.
But it's not, you know, $5,000 for a dress.
Oh. What is a dress?
A dress is probably $1,000. It just depends how embellished it is, et cetera. So,
right.
But, you know, there's dresses for $800. There's dresses for, you know, a couple thousand, you know, so it just, the price varies, but I think it's pretty affordable compared to a lot
of. But the stuff you wear, I'm imagining, is heavily embellished because it needs to be seen.
Does he custom do that for you?
No, I literally walk into Giovanni and go that, and that, and I put it on and I walk out.
Do you have a code?
I don't. They don't have to.
Do they give you the
detail
costumes?
And they don't have to do anything. Yeah, I mean.
That's
nice.
So they just provide it.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you used to do, you were known for your big statement necklaces back in the day.
Yeah,
did you sell those for a while?
I did.
Do you still do it?
I do not. But, you know, maybe I'll go back to it again. It was just, I was doing costume and.
Did the money not make sense?
It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
I was on the shopping network with it. It was a grind. It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, if I do something again in that arena, I would probably go a little bit more higher end instead of, you know, these kind of statement necklaces,
all
which are under $100 kind of thing.
I remember.
So look, you've got a big platform. You're very well known. I'm going to teach you about a little bit of a life hack. Yeah. So I just realized recently, so we've got a lot of very generous, rich listeners on the show. And all I do is I ask for what I need or want. And they just buy the shit for me. And they sent it to me yesterday. So I'm just going to start giving everyone my Christmas list because I've been looking. Monroe wants Gabby's dollhouse accessories, dollhouse, the whole thing. We bought the dollhouse, but then everyone started saying, you've got to get the accessories. You got to get the room.
You got to get the dolls.
Jacqueline Smith yesterday, so generous. She went on one of the Targets, I guess. Where's the Target? North Hollywood?
Yeah.
She just bought 8 Gabby's dollhouse accessories and said, Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
They're at Target.
On hold for you.
On hold for you. Go pick them up.
Wow.
Long-time
so
listener.
So tomorrow, I'm going to come up with a list for Stu, for Carrie, for Todd. And
I'm
just going to have listeners.
Can you put me on the list?
Yeah, I'll just give you my
All
Venmo.
You have to do is just ask for what you want for Christmas, and they'll just buy it for you.
Amazing.
But
that's great.
All you want for Christmas.
Just you.
Featured at the cabaret.
I can't wait to hear that live. That's really what I'm looking for.
And I have some Christmas ornaments because I do have merch. So I have Christmas ornaments at my cabaret
shows. Oh, you do? So we can buy Christmas ornaments.
Yes. How many do we still have some left? Oh, good.
I imagine this cabaret is very lucrative for you.
Well, I sing for my supper and I get to be all over the country and my shows sell out. Chicago, I had one show on the books in the Park West Theater, and then they added a second because it sold out, and then they added a third because the second one sold out. So that's a huge nod for me to know that, I'm doing what I love and to be able to have the people enjoy it and have such a good time. And, people go to me at the meet and greet. They're like, my face is sore from smiling and laughing so much. To be able to deliver a good time for people like that is just the best thing in the world.
Let me ask you, because when I went to the cabaret event the last time, do you notice that people that watch Bravo are huge alcoholics? Because that bar was packed the entire time, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, okay, I'm going to wait for the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up and grab a beer. It's just as crowded.
Oh, yeah. No, my fans are drinkers. They love to party. They love to have a good time. For example, in Chicago at the Park West, it was kind of a cool, really cool old theater. And, I think probably more beer drinking people.
Yeah.
And, like yourself. And
when you said beer, I thought that's not.
I want to go grab a beer.
Hey, man.
And they said to me, we've never sold so much champagne. You know what I mean? My fans are, high end. They drink champagne. They drink cocktails. You know what I mean?
It's yeah. not like Jeff.
They weren't used to that crowd.
They don't drink beer like me.
You don't know what that's like, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regular dude.
Don't get me wrong. I love Jaeger. Beer drinkers too. But it's, he was like, he was blown away. And he's a promoter. He's got Jam, Jam Records or... Jam Productions. And so he's like, this is super amazing to watch because he's never seen that kind of crowd.
Right. Also, gays.
Do you get a cut of the alcohol sales?
I get a back end of ticket sales and not alcohol.
You gotta get in on the bar.
That's why. Yeah, but that's why the venues love me because I make them so much at the bar. Because my fans do drink.
And you know what? I did a live event once where we got Shannon Bedore and I did it. And we were supposed to get a cut of alcohol sales. They totally fucked us.
They're liars.
Total liars. I'm like, oh, they said, no, by the way, people were throwing up in the aisles.
No.
And they told me that we only, and Shannon and I worked the bar ourselves an hour before the show. We sold so much booze. They said, you sold $800. I'm like, the whole night?
No. That's impossible. That's impossible.
Yeah, try $8,000.
That was obscene because we poured through all of their champagne and all of their wine before the show even started.
Right.
And then they told Jeff that they had only generated $800.
So it's good that you get the ticket sales. And then you can... So, Sam, do you sit there and count? Because that's the other thing, too, is that we have somebody...
No, I haven't. My agent does that counting.
Yeah. We had somebody started counting ticket sales. Some of those venues are a little shady. Not the El Rey, though.
Not the El Rey.
Anybody else?
Great.
Not the El Rey. It's an epic venue. I love that place.
Not 54 Below, not the Wilbur, not Fox Casino, not Tarrytown Music Hall.
Nope.
No.
I love you guys.
Anywhere where you can catch
No
the
wonder why you get free Christmas presents. Yeah.
So now, when you're doing these events, do you ever meet any hot guys after?
They're
all gay.
Yeah, a lot of my fans are gay, and it's a lot of women, too. So it's actually a great place for straight guys to come to.
Oh, to meet
because
women.
There's a lot of women just putting it out there.
Yeah.
And fabulous women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Drink champagne, not beer.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well healed.
A lot of fabulous women come to my show. So, for a single guy, it's a great place to hang out.
To get laid is what you're saying.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Those girls are drunk.
And if they say, they know me, they're, it's a shoo-in.
Right. And then
I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'm going to say, I know Luann.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm going to get lucky tomorrow.
That's right. You can get lucky tomorrow night.
We'll be there. We'll be at the bar. And no means yes. That's code.
I'm talking about myself.
I'm not getting a beer.
Take that part out. let's just back that out.
Are you dating?
I am dating. I say that there's nobody I'd like to introduce to my kids yet. You know what I mean? But I'm a hopeless romantic. I love love. I think life is not worth living unless you have your heart goes pitter patter.
You seem so happy.
I am.
You're not medicated. You're just, this is you.
No, this is me. I'm not medicated.
Wow.
Are you?
Maybe. I should be. Yeah. But no, I'm not.
The rest of us are.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy because, you know, maybe it is because I'm single. I'm happy. You know, I do my thing and nobody bothers me and I don't have to report to anybody, you know, because my second husband was not, you know, he was difficult. So, you know, I'm happy to be alone until I find the right fit, you know, and I'm not in a hurry until somebody really turns my head around, which has not happened yet.
Really?
Yeah. No, nobody where I go, wow, you know, that is the guy, you know, like I with my first husband, you know, I knew after 5 days that he was going to be my husband.
Did?
Yeah. We got married 2 weeks later.
And never Jacques? You never thought you were going to marry
Jacques? I
love Jacques. I miss Jacques.
I wanted to marry Jacques and it just didn't work out and somehow, but we're still friends. And you know what he said to me? He said, you'll be in my life forever now. You know, longer than a relationship would have ever lasted. So I think friendships are really a beautiful thing. I mean,
how long was your second marriage?
7 months.
Oh, that's right.
First marriage was 17 years, you know, to the count with the kids. And then, you know, anyway, I don't.
Do you ever run into Tom anymore?
Never.
Never. That's probably good.
I didn't run into him before I married him, and I didn't run into him after I married him.
What about Harry Dubin? Crazy. Is he still in the picture with anybody?
No.
Nobody talks about Harry anymore.
Nobody talks about Harry anymore. Harry is, I saw him in Palm Beach, though, last year or something, you know.
I want to thank, the listeners. In addition for the, we got more Christmas gifts today. We got Christmas ornaments.
You did.
From who? Custom ornaments.
Kiki.
From Kiki. From Kiki in the OC.
But I also want to thank everyone. I appreciate it. Reaching out to Stu and shower shaming him. Because last night he showered on his own.
Oh.
And I didn't have
to. They grow so fast.
They just grew up.
And did he use soap?
He used soap. Wow. Because people are shower shaming him.
Good.
Yeah. Do you ever date someone like, do you just have to remind them to take showers?
No.
Okay.
Good. God.
Not the men she dates, honey.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, I appreciate that.
That's really kind.
Yeah. We're going to take calls. Jenny in California. Good morning.
Good morning, Uber fan of everyone on the podcast. So my question is for Luann. I, first of all, saw you perform your cabaret in San Francisco. You were beautiful. We loved all your outfits. And then I saw you in your red suit at BravoCon, and I've been watching you since season one. So my question for you is, how has any of the new cast for the New York Real Housewives reached out to you for advice? And if so, what did you give them?
Good question.
Well, no, not a one of them reached out to me for advice. I don't know any of them, and I think, you know, after being asked about them, I said, you know, the best advice for doing the Housewives is just to be yourself because, you know, people see right through it.
Right.
You know, the camera doesn't lie, I always say. So just be yourself. When you try to be something you're not, you generally get into trouble with that. So that's my best advice for Housewives. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Would you say you were yourself the first few seasons? Because you've certainly evolved into, I think, a very real, down to earth,
more, you know, fun.
Maybe you're just happier.
Well, I am happier. Yeah. That's true. And you know, when I started the Housewives, my marriage was already in trouble.
Yeah.
And so it was not the happiest time for me. And so when I started the show, you know, it was difficult because I wanted to protect my kids and my family. Mm-hmm. And so that was never talked about, and you know, never part of you know what was going on in my life was never really on the show because I didn't at first reality was like, well, you know, I'm going to do what I feel like doing and that's it. And that's how I run my life on the show. You know, I try not to do things that make me uncomfortable. I try not to say things that, you know, I wouldn't say normally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's when I say the best advice is really to have for someone to be, you know, who they are. Try to be the best version of yourself. Obviously, you're dealing with housewives, so you want to kind of trump that up a little bit. And, you know, it's like, it takes time to find your footing. But I think, you know, it's like honesty is the best policy, right?
Do you feel that, because I watch a lot of the franchises, it seems to me like there are people that are trying to be relevant, especially new housewives.
Right.
And they feel like they need to make this huge splash, and they do things and they say things. I think, in order to secure their position as a housewife. But the problem is that they alienate all the other housewives in the process.
Right, right. It's a very tricky show to be on.
It is.
And it's a very fine line. You know, it's like a tightrope walker. You know, yeah. You don't want to look too far to the right and too far to the left because you're going to fall. So
people are also more self-aware. I think the housewives
are more
self-aware.
It's hard to walk that line.
Now they come in with the glam squad, all that. You remember the first New York, OC? They did, the first few seasons didn't have that. It wasn't so sort of produced and shiny.
Right.
It was more people just
I don't think the glam squads are a bad thing. I mean, for me, like, I like the aesthetics of it all, the jewelry, the Giovanni,
right.
You know what I mean? I love
but
all of that.
But people come in, because with all that, people now come in thinking, I need to really give it. I need a story, like all that. So that I feel like it's all together.
Mm-hmm. Also, sometimes like some of these women are just so flat and boring, like their personalities. I was like, why would you ever think that this person was going to, you know, I don't know, make any sort of presence on television.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, there's always, you know, you always get a few duds, you know, when you open up your firecrackers, you know, it's like there's always a dud in there.
It's so true.
It is true.
I've got 2 minutes. Peppermill Joe is on the line. Peppermill Joe in California. This was someone that Doug had gone out with. And hey, Joe, you're going to the Countess Christmas. Very Countess Christmas tomorrow.
I am. I'm so excited. I got VIP tickets, front row, baby. I'm
awesome.
Excited.
Awesome.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, is this awkward for you, Doug?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Joe. Good. I guess I'll see you there.
Joe, did you go out on...
Doug. Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Joe. Hey.
So we love Peppermill Joe. We think he'd be great for Doug. And they went on a date. How many dates did you go on?
Two.
Went on two dates. But it didn't seem to go any further from there. But we think Joe would be good for Doug.
Okay. Well, we're going to check him out tomorrow night.
Yeah. But you know what? Maybe he'll meet someone else tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone that appreciates
a lot of boys at my shows.
Someone that'll appreciate him.
Yeah. Hey, boys. I'll
Joe, we're
too.
Looking forward to seeing you
Eddie's
tomorrow.
Perfume. All right. I'm excited to see you guys, everybody.
Are you?
And you, Countess. I'm excited.
Oh, well, you're going to have a great time, Joe. Get ready.
Are you bringing a friend, Joe?
No, I'm single. Hello.
Okay, good. All right. There'll be a lot of gays there tomorrow. What? Oh, and by the way, don't forget to check out C&K, Doug's Cook and Kibitz tonight. Paul and Patrick are on. They're cooking Armenian spaghetti. It starts at 5 p.m.
Pacific.
And who's going to be on the show?
You, Shane, Stu, Megan, Monica, Jameson, Alyssa, Kian, me, Snow White 90210.
Okay, you don't want to miss that tonight, 5 o'clock C&K. Countess Luann, thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
Thank you so much for having me.
For
it's
tickets
been so
to...
much fun.
For tickets to the cabaret event, go to
countessluann.com. LUANN.
A very Countess Christmas. there's still tickets available tonight at the LRA, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
there's
great.
Very few left, but there I think there are a few left.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right,
thank
check it out.
Guys.
Have a great day, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.